Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Personalised Holy Communion robes with your name and the date of the communion on it. Champagne flutes, all personalised. Bouncy castle, huge, huge balloon arches. All with your kids' names all over them. Are these just the common things you expect to see at a Holy Communion after party? Jennifer Horgan, teacher and freelance journalist, is with me on the line today. Are they totally over the top now, Jennifer?
Yes, I think so. I suppose I'm reluctant to judge how people spend their money if they have the money. I think that would be my main concern, that people are getting into debt. Spending this amount of money on a communion. I sat next to somebody on a bus recently, and they said that their sister-in-law had spent €5,000 on the dress and the accessories.
Stop.
Now, yes,
five
now,
grand.
I've looked it up since, though, and I think, I'm hoping she got it wrong and it was 500. Because
she wouldn't buy that for a wedding dress.
I know, but, you know, maybe it was more like 500, because I can't see evidence of a dress available for that kind of money. But even 500, and that's just the dress and the umbrella and the shoes or whatever, on top of that then, everything else. Like, there was an article that came out in the Irish Examiner a couple of months ago about how one in four households are in debt over their gas bill. So we know people are struggling. And all I'm thinking is, well, how many people are getting themselves in trouble over this one day? And then the kind of the sadness in it for me is, obviously parents are doing it to make their kids happy. Of course,
yeah.
It's coming from a really good place.
Of course.
But the day after the communion, the week after the communion, the month after the communion, when two parents are stressed, worried, looking at the child picks up on that. Like, that doesn't make the child happy. The simple stuff, really, we know makes children happy,
yeah.
Feeling secure, safe. So it's this awful kind of effort by parents to make their child happy when what makes their child happy is knowing that their parents are okay.
Listener here has got in touch to tell me, I was at my nephew's Holy Communion a couple of weeks ago. It was in Ennis, and honestly, it was like a mini wedding. There was a bouncy castle, there was a photo booth, ice cream van, the works. There was even a full-on soft play ball pit trailer set up for the little ones. I've never seen anything like it. Now, the kids at the time of their life, I was half laughing, half panicking, thinking of our own fella's Holy Communion that's happening next year, and already in a sweat thinking about how we are supposed to match this. Graham Moore is with us as well, Jennifer. Graham is the director of Next Level Entertainment. They run the Pink Ladies Glam Van and Next Level Gaming. Is communion season your busiest time of the year, Graham?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. It's one time of the year where we get bookings going back as far as November, and they tend to book out in 24, 48 hours. And everyone for the space of 6 months then is panicking to try to get something for their little lads or little one. And that's why we try to obviously supply the experience then for those days. But it's madness. It's absolutely crazy.
Like, what kind of experience is Graham talking about?
So, like, from our side of things, so we obviously do the glam van, which is basically
what happens in the glam van
experience. Yeah, so we do kind of like a red carpet at the back of the van. They all get gowns and headbands. There's karaoke mics for everyone in the van. We do pamper treatments like hair, nails, face masks, face gems. There's props, there's goodie bags. And it all happens within the confinement of the van at parents' locations. So it's kind of a self-contained party experience, which is obviously, you know, for our health and safety, brilliant.
Sounds incredible,
stuff.
I have to say.
It is fantastic.
The dream.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the gaming van side of things, it's the same type of van, but inside we have like 5 PlayStations, 5 Xboxes, 2 Switches, and kind of try to promote, you know, social kind of gaming, more so than, you know, the kids sitting in their bedrooms and stuff. So that they are extremely popular. Like, I'll give you an example. Between the two size of the business, we did 250 parties just in May.
Just in May alone for Holy. So this is,
yeah,
people will roll in the Pink Ladies Glam Van or the gaming centre for the after party at the Holy Communion.
Exactly, exactly. And we're generally there about 90 minutes to 2 hours. And the biggest pull is because we look after everything from start to finish. So, and the prices can be quite reasonable compared to, you know, trying to bring your kids out for the day, or, you know, trying to organise travel or organise food and drinks and all that kind of stuff, whereas everything that we do is kind of self-contained in a kind of single package.
My colleague, our News Talk Heart Shoulder presenter, Kieran Cuddihy, is with me in studio because you had a Holy Communion at your house this
month?
Last weekend?
Last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that recently.
Right.
Anyway.
And were you all in? Were there champagne flutes and arches? And
no, there weren't. I would say a few things on it. I'm with Jennifer. If people want to spend their money,
whatever,
and no matter, and it's easy to kind of laugh at it. And to anyone who's doing it, I would say no matter how frugal you think you are, I guarantee that someone is looking at how you spend your money, thinking you're mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there we are. Yeah. The other thing I'd say is, like, everybody documents every aspect of their lives on Instagram now. So it's very easy to go out there and find examples of people who go over the top and decide that's representative of the entire population. Look what everybody is doing for their communion. I would suggest they are absolutely exceptions to the rule, because not only did we have a communion, it's our second communion. We're kind of at that in that kind of age bracket now as well, with cousins. We're at plenty of communions. There have been no petting zoos. There have been no soft play areas set up. There have been no champagne flutes. There have been no balloon arches on the way. There have been none of that. There are bouncy castles. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't do that with ours. We just said it was such a hot day. We just kind of put up a big paddling pool and the kids played football and hurling and then jumped in the pool every few minutes to cool down. And I would say that's kind of the norm. Yeah, the bouncy castle thing or something like that. Like, I mean, that is more ubiquitous. But I think there was probably a period of time, maybe Celtic Tiger days, which won't surprise anyone, where we did probably collectively start to lose the run of ourselves. And there was, you know, stretched limos and things putting up outside churches. I would imagine you could probably count on one hand the amount of stretched limos that pulled up outside a church in the last few weeks. Maybe it's different in Dublin, I don't know.
Yeah.
But certainly there was no stretched limos up outside Kilkenny. You know, yes, they're bigger now than they probably were when we did our communion. But you know what else is bigger? Birthday parties are bigger. Christmas is bigger. Halloween is bigger. Easter is bigger. People go on more holidays. People have more cars. People live in bigger houses. The country has moved on. And I guarantee all those people who are kind of look at kids today and give out about the scale of these things, their grandparents were looking at them giving out about the scale of it when they were doing it.
Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw is with us as well, a modern Irish mom on Instagram. You have your four boys made their Holy Communion, Lisa?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, we've had four communions in our house. And like here and there, I would agree, we did the same. We did the home thing. None of the fancy fluff. And, you know, really, I think it's more of a exercise of keeping up with the Joneses, you know, and how to outdo other people more so than, you know, this thing of late, more so than just the kids. Because, like, I've had all boys. So we've done things like, you know, just like that. We've had a bouncy castle, that's it. And like that, they've been outside playing hurling and football and all that kind of stuff. They're not asking for the stretch limo. They're not asking for, you know, the giant bubble machine or anything like that. I do think it's a very, very much like, you know, people are under pressure. People think that they have to do all these things to give kids the best day ever. And you know what? The best thing that our kids do is they have the mass in the morning, and then in our school, they all go back to school for a cup of tea and a sandwich.
Yeah.
And all the kids get to play in their suits and their dresses and whatever and have the craft together for an hour. And that's their favourite part of the day. And that's what it's supposed to be all about.
It's going back into
the stuff in the fact. And,
PE hall or something in the school and meeting the friends.
And again, each to their own in what they want to do and how they want to spend their money. But I think some people are under the illusion that they have to do all this and have to do all the fluff, and you know, and you don't at all. And that's coming from someone who is on Instagram and who does document a lot of my life on Instagram. You won't see any of that, and you'll be, we do say that, like, this is just what we've done, the family thing, and that's it.
Now, Joe has got in touch to tell me that apparently there was a Hummer limousine and a Cadillac limousine outside St. Patrick's Church in Kilkenny last week for Holy Communion. That's according to Joe. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Dee tells me the charity shops are full of the dresses, Holy Communion dresses. There's no need to spend a huge amount of money on dresses. It's absolutely crazy. I've no sympathy for people that do. Sarah Bolton is with us on the line today. Sarah is a parent and the founder of Charcuterie Countess, I should say. Is this a busy season for you, Sarah?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, it is. We're in the thick of it at the moment. Last weekend probably being the most busy weekend for the communions. So we're probably drawing to a close now this weekend. May is crazy.
So tell me what happens at Charcuterie Communion.
I basically do grazing tables. I have a mobile charcuterie bar. I come in, set up, and I leave. I'm like Houdini in some people's houses. I'm in and I'm out, and they don't even see me. So it takes a lot of the stress out of it for people. But what I love about the communion season is I love how people make a fuss in their homes. Now, not necessarily, I'm not saying, you know, you need to have a balloon arch, you need to go to all that expense. But I do love how families all gather together in the home.
Yeah.
I think the other side of it, of spending loads of money, is you never know what's going on in people's lives. You never know. Like, someone could have had a tough year being sick, and this is a really important day for them to make memories with their kids, to have their mum and dad, to have grandparents around. It's, you know, there's that whole other side of it. So you never know why people might make a big fuss of the day, because they could just be so happy to have that day and have that moment and just making memories and cherishing it, you know. So I come in then, set up your grazing table with your mixture of meats, cheeses, accoutrements, savory sweets, whatever you want. I come in, I take the hassle out of it, and then I leave again. And all you have to do is crumple up your butcher's parchment paper, and that's it.
It's done. All done. Yeah, and I know a lot of people, I would have thought that the kind of the era of maybe going out for dinner or going to a hotel or something like that, particularly where people have large families, I would have thought that that was kind of nearly gone. You know, that most people tend to do something, at their house. Like, I would probably tend to think, though, that the idea of a, you know, charcuterie table or grazing table, or did you say a charcuterie van?
I have a charcuterie bar. So I have a mobile charcuterie bar. So basically, if you can imagine a bar with the individual little serving dishes in it, and you come up and I have little boards, and each guest chooses what they like and I make it up for you, because there's so many nowadays, there's so many dietary requirements as well, and so many things that people can't eat or won't eat. So it's a great way to serve people. And just in general, the grazing is so popular now. And yes, people don't go out for meals as much.
Sharing
Although
plates.
What some people do is they go out maybe for lunch after that lovely breakfast in the school. They might go for a walk, then they might go for lunch. They'll leave a key out for me, or a neighbour will let me in, and I'll come in and set up. And then I'm gone before they get back, maybe, where they're going to have their family, you know.
Would you have had something to eat back at your house, or do people tend to go out still?
For the first year, we actually all went for dinner out of the hotel, and then we invited extended family back for cake and ice sandwiches and all that. That was the first year. The second year, second, third and fourth year, we went away that day. One day we took a flight. One time we took a flight to Liverpool. We went to Anfield. We spent the same money, and we just did something the boys wanted to do, kind of thing. My sister's having communion tomorrow, and we're all going to family dinner. So, I just think that the thing at the house for me with four kids, you know, cleaning the house, and you see people that are flat out painting the house and wallpapering and getting gardens ready. No, not
huge, huge amount. Well, funny you say that. I have a text here from this listener. We're having our son's christening this Sunday. He's nearly three. The things that people thought we might do to celebrate was total madness. They thought we were going to go to a venue, that we might book a room, that it was nearly going to be like a wedding. It was total madness. We're actually going to do a barbecue with our family out in the garden. That's all. Swing, slide, set, they're all there for the kid, for the kids. A child of Prague out as well in the hope of trying to get a little bit of good weather. I suppose the thing is, though, Jennifer, some people, look, people can spend their money whatever way they wish on whatever they want to spend it on. But it's the big concern, I suppose, for a lot of people is, you know, some parents maybe feeling the pressure to do this.
That's it, Andrea. Yeah, that's the only thing I'd worry about, that keeping up with the Joneses thing. And I suppose I think the message should be, look, as long as you're, as a parent, you know, if you're happy and you're comfortable with what you're choosing and it's not making you stressed or it's not going to have an impact on you in the next week or month or year, then go for it. But I would just worry that some parents feel like they're not being good parents by not having all the fuss. And actually, you can be a brilliant parent with fuss that doesn't cost the earth, you know.
Our little girl made her communion 2 years ago. She wore a jumpsuit, totally plain, hand-knitted cardigan. She was delighted with her outfit. She wasn't into the dress. She was into meeting friends, having the crack. We all went to a local place that organised a dinner space for everybody. There was a few sweets, a little disco. We couldn't be bothered with anything else. Think it's totally ridiculous. No need for this level of celebration. If you do believe in what it's all about, then you've missed the point. If you don't, you're kind of forced to do it anyway. Stand your ground. People be true to themselves. And yeah, don't arse around with this level of nonsense, suggests this texter. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Graham Moore, Sarah Bolton, Jennifer Horgan, Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, and our own Kieran Cuddihy.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.